From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. and Saudi officials have agreed to pursue a humanitarian pause in Yemen, where fighting by Shiite Houthi rebels has forced thousands of people to flee the country. At a news conference in Riyadh Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry and his Saudi counterpart, Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, said efforts were underway to forge a ceasefire in Yemen to send in humanitarian aid.
We particularly welcome a new Saudi initiative to try to bring about a peaceful resolution through the announcement of their intent to establish a full 5-day renewable ceasefire and humanitarian pause.
The Saudi foreign minister said there had been no initial contact with the Houthis, who are believed to receive support from Iran, on whether they would support a ceasefire. He said more details would be announced within the coming days about the proposed pause, which would affect all of Yemen. More violence rocked the streets of Burundi's capital on Thursday as the top African Union official said the country is too volatile to hold elections scheduled for next month. Burundi has seen almost daily violent protests since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced last month that he will run for a third term, something his opponents say is unconstitutional. Witnesses and Burundi's Red Cross say three people were killed in clashes around Bujumbura on Thursday. In one incident, supporters of the president threw a grenade at his opponents, killing two and wounding several others. In yet another attack, protesters burned to death a man believed to be a member of the ruling party's youth wing. This is VOA News. British voters are going to the polls in a very close election that could make a Scottish party the power broker, announced Prime Minister David Cameron. VOA's Al Pessin reports from London.
Public opinion polls indicate Prime Minister Cameron's Conservative Party will fall well short of a parliamentary majority, even with his current coalition partner, the Liberal Democrats. The Labour Party, under Ed Miliband, is expected to get about the same number of seats as the Conservatives, but experts say Miliband will have an easier time finding partners for a new governing coalition. Professor Tony Travers of the London School of Economics spoke to VOA affiliate Al Hura Television.
There is most likely to be a hung parliament, and if that is the case, at the moment it looks slightly easier for the Labour Party to form a minority government than the Conservatives.
The election is so close that it will likely be well into the wee hours of Friday before the results are known. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
China recently confirmed that three of its citizens were killed in a cross-border slaying that may have been carried out by North Korean soldiers. The incident is the third time in the past 8 months that Chinese who live along the country's porous border have been killed in incidents involving North Koreans, and that is raising concerns about security. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
It has been a week since Chinese authorities released a few scant details about the killings. Their confirmation of the incident only came after South Korean media broke the news linking North Korean soldiers to their deaths. Authorities say the three who were killed include a 56-year-old man, surnamed Zhao, his 26-year-old daughter, and another man, aged 67. All three were not residents of Nanping Village. Authorities have yet to provide any details about why they may have been targeted or what they were doing in the village. Some Chinese newspapers and commentaries online have responded to the news of the slayings with dismay, not only because of the violence, but because they first learned of the incident from overseas media. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And while we're on the subject of China, Chinese officials in the southwestern city of Chengdu have visited the offices of Uber as part of what appears to be a widening investigation into the mobile taxi hailing service. Spokeswoman with Chengdu's Transportation Commission says officials conducted interviews and gathered information during the Wednesday visit. She provided no other details. And nearly three dozen homes were destroyed Wednesday after a series of tornadoes struck the midwestern U.S. states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. The damage mainly occurred in Oklahoma, especially on the outskirts of the capital, Oklahoma City. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or fatalities. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.